What's up, Black Men Catch Up comic book fans? James III here to talk to you about my comic series, Junior, available now on Kickstarter. The Ghost with the Most Past Due Child Support is back in four brand new issues of this semi-autobiographical supernatural comic series. It's got all sorts of spooky hijinks for fans of Beetlejuice, The Good Place, and The Mummy, stuff like that, and features award-winning artists from Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and more. It's available on Kickstarter through June 9th. Go to ruleof3inc.com or follow me at ruleof3inc on IG for more details. Donate today!
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ugh, do I have to talk about 2023? Lord. Oh my God.
We all have to talk. Unfortunately, we all have to talk about 2023.
All right. Oh my goodness. I just came out of my dark hole this morning.
What does that mean? Like you're just now coming out into the world after the New Year's. It is the 16th. It's January 16th. Tired.
It is. You know what it is? It's literally one of those things where I was like, you ever be so exhausted and you're like, I did a thing as I'm getting older. I did it a couple of days ago, like thinking about movies. Literally, it was about movies. It was like thinking about movies. And thinking about like from 2019 to now, just like what has happened in life. And I was like, oh my God, some of these people I used to talk to, all of our lives are drastically different. And I was like, my life is kind of like in reverse. And I was like, this is an insane place to be. Dealing with movies, I ain't seen that many black dudes in a bunch of movies. That's for sure. Or up for awards.
I've been feeling that too, Gerard. Like, Not so much like that, because obviously we run in different friend groups. Not necessarily a thing where I feel like my friends are all on this kind of like echelon that I can't get to, but because I'm also kind of feeling like I'm trying to dabble in different in things that my friends aren't necessarily all that interested in, but it is kind of feeling like, oh, am I taking steps back? Like what? Like, and it's weird because I don't. There was a point in the middle of last year when I was feeling like, no, I'm just taking the steps. These are the steps that I wanna take. But I'm now starting to question like, ooh, are they backwards or like is this especially like producing, trying to produce comics and whatnot. Like it is starting at a ground, like it's starting at the bottom, like at the very, it's choosing to start at the bottom with something in a way that's like, ooh, should I be doing this? Should I be doing this right now? Anyway, I'm feeling about it in other areas too, but
feeling a little bit like Michael Jordan when he plays baseball, you know, he just has to start off in the minor leagues,
but
you know, he was on the top of the world.
The beginning of... Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I was just saying. He was on top of the world. Then he goes to the baseball and you're like, I mean, you're okay, I guess. You know, not like, you know, you're not number 23 anymore.
That's
right. At the beginning of Space Jam, when they're all shitting on him for playing baseball, it's just like, that man had a dream. Let that man pursue his dream. Yeah. Anyway.
Wow. My transition was so good. You guys didn't even realize it.
Oh, did you say year in review? Did you say year in review that whole time?
Gerard said it. We had to retire 23.
What?
Wow.
Wait, James, can you break it down? What is it?
Yeah, well, because he's
well, you know, sometimes when you write the year, you don't say the first two numbers. You just say the end, the last two. 23.
Listen to him. I'm so mad at you because you. It's so. I wish I could do. I can't do it as I am going to hype it up. I can't do it as effortlessly as Bray just did. I can't do it as. But you know, it's like say we were talking about. Say we were talking about a film that that had multi titles. He's kind of doing like a kid's decoder. Like he's dropping it in. He's dropping it in pieces, and you don't realize that he's saying the whole thing. You know, you don't realize until you step back and you look at the big picture, and the and it's
yeah,
all
yeah. You look at the year in review. You know.
Okay.
See, I mean, that was blatant. Did he say it before? Like the thing is, you know.
Yeah,
you
but,
know,
but the most important whatever. Part of this you is what it. Year it
you
is.
Know what? You got it.
Jonathan Raylock, James the Third, Jerome Milligan. What more can I say? You know what it is. Black men can jump.
Black actors, man. Black actors. All right.
What's up, Black Men Can't Jump comic book fans? James III here to talk to you about my comic series, Junior, available now on Kickstarter. The Ghost with the Most Past Due Child Support is back in 4 brand new issues of this semi-autobiographical supernatural comic series. It's got all sorts of spooky hijinks for fans of Beetlejuice, The Good Place, and The Mummy, stuff like that, and features award-winning artists from Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and more. It's available on Kickstarter through June 9th. Go to ruleof3inc.com or follow me at ruleof3inc on IG for more details. Donate today!